questions?
Steven, talk about your overall thoughts on the game, and you must be happy with the point, but are you not happy that you didn't finish it off in the end?
No, I mean, I'm not happy with the points. I thought we moved the ball well in the first half. We passed the ball well. We got into good situations, and at times the final pass was just missing, and or you know some quality on the finish. In the second half, I found us to be a bit tentative, a bit trying to play too fast at times, and not sort of dictating the tempo of the game. But we, funnily enough, we created the better chances, and unfortunately, we didn't score.
Thanks. So overall, then, 1.1 or 2 lost? How do you look at it, big picture,
Steve? Well, what can I say? I think we should have come away with something from the game in terms of 3 points. But we didn't lose the game, which is important.
Wasn't the result what you expected?
No. I thought they'd be a little more adventurous. They certainly settled down they were very nervous in the first half. They certainly settled down nicely in the second half. They sort of tried to take a better control of the midfield. But they really didn't create, you know, most of the chances were from way outside. So, you know, all in all, I didn't think they created as much as they would have liked.
John,
the sort of lack of finishing is the theme that you talked about before. How concerned are you going forward? Because it seems to be a bit of a persistent problem.
I mean, you know, I keep saying the same thing. If we keep creating chances, then hopefully somebody will hit form. But I thought we missed some easy chances, and we need to be better on that. I really cannot rectify the problem because now I don't see these players till September. It's a club problem. It's not my problem. It's my problem when they come to me.
EJ.
Coach, Honduras has had Canada's number the last 3 or 4 years, winning 3 of the last 4 matches, including 2 qualifiers in the Golden quarterfinal in 2009. This was a much better performance. Was it more Canada playing its game or Honduras not playing its game, or a bit of both?
I think it's a little bit of both. You know, we sort of frustrated them in midfield. Both their center midfielders won't get in the kind of space they would like to move the ball. But they did well in the second half down the left side. But as I said, I thought we contained well, and we had good opportunities on the counter attack. It just wasn't for us.
Stephen, you talked about the finishing or lack thereof and the frustration that goes with it. You left it till pretty late to bring on Ian and Simeon. Were you tempted to change things earlier than that? It didn't give them obviously much time to make an impact.
No, because, you know, I thought we had a rhythm. I honestly don't think if you put on 3-4 attackers, you're going to lose something somewhere else. And I don't think that's necessarily going to give us goals. It's not for a lack of chances, you know. I brought on Simeon and Ian. Yes, it was late, but I thought the Honduras centre backs were beginning to wilt a little bit, and maybe something would fall for us. A couple of chances did fall to us, but you know, that's how it is.
Steven, can you talk about your thoughts heading into the game and the formation that you played, and why you thought that would be successful tonight?
Because that's how we're most comfortable. You know, at times when we've played differently, even against opposition not as good as Honduras, we give up a lot of space, and we become very, very vulnerable. I think the quality of my team presently, and the players that are available, it's a sensible way to play.
Can you just talk about Ativa's play and how much of a difference he makes in the midfield?
Yeah, I was a little surprised today. you know, he wanted to play. I wasn't so sure about his fitness, but he said, listen, I'm ready, you know. He settled us down nicely, moved the ball well. He wasn't scared, wasn't tentative, but as you could see, he cramped up in the end. Good performance from the midfield today. Julian de Guzman was fantastic. Atiba moved the ball well. Will Johnson put in a lot of energy. Good performance from the midfield.
Stephen, 16,000, you had the fans with you. Noisy, atmospheric, all you could ask for.
Fantastic.
Talk about fans.
Fantastic. You know, that's what we need. And that little push on the end, they almost took us over the top. Fantastic. I got to thank them.
Steve, just comment on the movement off the ball. I noticed at times, sometimes when you had Dwayne on the outside, the movement of the other players that kind of forced some of the players like him or Tassane to go sort of like one-on-one with the defender. Were you happy with the movement off the ball?
Well, I don't necessarily agree with that. I thought Ante Jazic's movement was excellent. He just didn't get the balls at times. And you make one or two or three runs, you're not going to make the fourth. Right, and on the other side, it's a different game we play on the other side because of the type of player that we have playing out there.
Take your last two questions, Christian.
Stephen, is it fair to say before these two games you would have taken 4 points out of six, and do you still think that with the other results going on in this group so far that it takes about 11 points to get through the next round?
It's a good question. I think you have to get 12 points, eh? The way this group is shaping up.
John?
The back four that you've gone with the past couple of games, they seem to be very composed and sort of gelled nicely together. Do you see this as sort of the set for defenders going forward?
I think the defending that you see is a collective. It's because the midfield is defending well. The ball is being serviced to the opposition forwards. Then it's not clean service, and as a consequence the back line is doing a very good job, but I think it's a collective thing, to be very honest.
Thank you very much. We'll have the Honduras coach next, and Canadian players will be available the next summer.
Thank you.